Hey guys, Will Durst here to say, run for the hills, everybody! Armageddon is imminent! The U.S. economy is about to melt down like a popsicle left at a Palm Springs picnic table, and it's only a matter of time before we descend into the situation that Greece finds itself, without the benefit of all that entrancing zither music. Seniors and sick people and soldiers are destined to be tossed into the streets to battle rabid dogs for food. All hell is about to break loose! Then again, maybe not. What is clear is, well, nothing. The one thing we kind of almost, pretty much, but not really know for sure, unless Congress agrees to raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd, America's authority to borrow money will expire, and the government may or may not shut down. What that means, no one knows. Could be not so good, or it could be really, really bad. And I can hear you saying, hey, schmucko, shutting down the government doesn't sound so bad to me. About time we kicked those freaking freeloaders off the dole. Yes, but you have to understand, one man's pork is another man's bacon. Both parties are theatrically posturing to stick to their core principles, demanding that the other side be the one to compromise. The theory being that the other side is more likely to abandon their principles because, hey, let's be honest, they aren't really principles so much as they are re-election talking points. And you know what? They're both right. The Republicans want cuts in entitlement programs, which the president said he'd consider. The Democrats want higher taxes on rich people, which the GOP said they won't consider. And that's pretty much where we stand right now. Although the word stand might be affording the participants a bit too much credit. Skulk, dodge, slink, squirm, creep, crouch, lurk, loiter, weasel, cower. Any of these would seem to be more apropos. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.